Yo, we're back. And I'm not just talking me, the foul-hooked Whitey. I'm back with my partner, the great Bighorn Guide, Brandon Booty.
I don't know about great, but
Booty.
I'll take it. Booty. I'll take it.
You know, I mean, you know, I think you're great. I mean, you know, you having any problem getting calls this spring?
No.
Okay,
no,
that's how you fucking know. You know, that's how you know. How do you know you're a good guy? You get calls in your second and third season.
Yeah, that's true.
It's simple. It
I'm
is.
I'm just trying to work my way up that totem pole, you know.
Oh, I think you're doing great. How many, if you don't mind me asking, how many days do you have on the books as we speak?
Right now, I probably got like 40.
Okay, so you got 40 out of, what's your goal, 100?
Yeah,
probably like 100. And you get 100 days, that's some decent money.
Yeah.
And then, you know, these guys that like on the Bighorn, God, some of these fuckers are doing $150.
Yeah.
$140. They're
doing, you know, 25 days in a row.
25 more sometimes. I mean,
yeah.
I'll get a guy that comes in here midsummer, and you can just tell he's off. I mean, I'm not saying he's in, you know, the angry August, right? Right? Or the surly September. I'm not saying that. But you can tell he's just not quite the same. And, you know, you're, you know, selling him his fucking beads. Because that's what you're selling guides in the fucking summer. A bunch of beads, right? A bunch of plummeting tungsten, metallic red, size 18. I mean, I can just see him. And he comes in, he's a little off. And I'm like, you all right? And he's like, yeah, I'm good. I can just get my shit done on my day off. And then I'm in for 22 in a row.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, I hear that. And I'm a retailer. I mean, I don't do 22 in a row. And I don't. I don't do 22 in a row unless I absolutely have to. And that just means working 22 straight days. But late summer, fuck you. I mean, you're on the bump. You're fucking working. I mean,
yeah.
And why is it a big deal? Because every other fucking day is a completely and entirely new personality that fucking sits 3 feet away from you for 8 hours.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get.
I mean,
and it's fine if you get good clients, but you might get a string of bad clients where you're just like, F this.
Yeah, right, that's right. Fuck this, yeah. And you know something? I don't have to deal with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I got a 3,500 square foot store. I mean, and that, you know what I mean by that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm able to disappear. You know, it's like, dude comes in, gives me a bad vibe. I don't, you know, it's trying to act tough with me, that dumb fuck. Right? Or is it know-it-all? Everything he fucking knows.
Yeah.
You know, I'll all of a sudden say, hey, Cootie, can you take care of this gentleman? And then I get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You can't do that.
No, we stuck on the boat with him all day.
All right. Okay, so listen, before we get going any further here, Fly Fishing Nielsen ratings are in. And, you know, I bumped. I mean, did you listen to the last few podcasts? East Rosebud High School.
The rise and fall of East Rosebud High.
That's correct.
I listened to all four of them.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, I create these titles I can't fucking remember. That's the weed. Okay. So I did these four podcasts, and I'm going to do a fifth. It's coming out shortly. But you were available, and I wanted to give our tiny microscopic listening audience, you know, some quality content, and that's always when you're here.
Oh, I appreciate it.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. When I'm on my own, it's just a fucking ridiculous rant that usually doesn't have to do with fly fishing.
I like those last four a lot.
Well, good. Thank you. Yeah. Well, they're revealing because you know, I'm laying down the truth.
Yeah. A lot of truth being spoken. Yeah.
I'm laying down how I feel. Right. So today, let me get back to our ratings. We bumped up to 25. I mean, I go from a flat line, which, you know, I mean, Nielsen Corp, they fucked up. Go from zero to two, and that's my stalker, right? And then I bumped to 25 because there's a few folks waiting for my reveal.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I feel.
I'm waiting for it.
You are?
Yep.
I mean, we're good friends, right?
Yeah.
I haven't told you anything about anything.
I have no idea. I didn't know.
We never talk social
or anything until I listen to the podcast.
Well, exactly. Well, thank you. Well, it's coming up here shortly, that's for sure. It's just a production issue, right? We have such terrible production. It just takes a while. Okay, so we're going to talk today. You're going to talk. You want to interview me. You want to ask me some questions.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get some, hopefully some funny questions or, you know, a couple seedy ones, as Rich would call it,
seedy.
I guess.
Did you look up the definition of seedy?
I did.
Okay,
yeah.
And that's a real word.
It is.
I mean, it's not used very much.
No, I didn't know what the hell seedy meant when you said it.
Well, fuck, why would you? It's terrible. It's seedy. All right, so you go ahead and you take the helm here. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, it's going to start kind of, you know, basic, and then we're kind of work our way up. You already, you know, your last four podcasts talk a lot about how you opened the shop and all that.
Yeah.
A lot about the vending. So we're not going to, you know.
I tried to share.
We're not going to really dive into that, but.
You know, I tried to share in those just a snippet of just the succession of my career.
Yeah.
And okay. It's vague and it's all that, but it's been way more than that. But, there, you know, it ties into the reveal.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to start off with this question.
Let's hear it.
You know, running a business, there's a lot of things that can be challenging, you know, inventory, weather, seasonality, whatever. Mm-hmm. But what's been your most challenging thing for you in your business, you would say?
Me. Me.
Okay.
I mean, just because ever since I've started, every decision that's been made is mine. And, you know, I mean, there's good decisions I make. And there's bad decisions I make. And, you know, you heard my little talk there about being my spirit animal.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
What's your spirit animal? Put you on the spot.
I don't know. No idea. I never looked it up.
Did you think about, can you look that up?
I don't know.
I don't think you can. I think
It's just from inside.
I think that book's in you.
I have no idea what my spirit animal would be.
You didn't even think about it when I said that.
No.
Not even for a second.
I think for a second.
You did for a second. Okay, I bet you. That's how bad it was. So my being a beaver, and I'm going to say that, and I'm gonna, one more time, I'm not trying to say the P word here just to say it, but I'm not talking about pussy. Okay, being a beaver, that's my spirit animal. It's the build.
Yeah.
That the manic build. Nothing's good enough. More. And that's good for customers. That's good for appearance. But in the end, the beaver, he just, you know, he can't fucking stop.
Yeah.
And you always got to stop, right?
Yeah, to some point, especially in business, right? You can outgrow your profits.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. That's right. And the beaver, and I call myself a sugar beaver. Right? I'm a sugar beaver.
What does that mean?
That even makes me fucking laugh. I'm my family, I'm known as SB.
They call you SB for sugar beaver. Huh?
Sugar beaver. Yeah, because I'm a beaver. I've explained that, right?
Yeah.
But fucking sugar is like, I give out sugar. I give out money.
Okay.
I say to people, I don't even know what a fucking C-note is anymore. I don't fucking know what a $100 bill is anymore, because between inventory and life and women, fuck, a C-note. What the fuck is a C-note? Right? It's true. I mean, you know, some gals I've been associated with, they think that shit grows on fucking trees.
Yeah.
You go out there and fucking pluck a $100 bill off your fucking $100 bill tree.
At least you know you have a problem with it.
I'm not revealing too much here. It's just that, this is going to be really, this is just going to get me in trouble. But I'm going to fucking say it.
Well, before we leave, I'm going to ask you for $100.
Okay. You would never get it from me because you don't have a pussy.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. You might want to edit that out, Lydia. You might want to edit out the next 90 seconds, to be fucking honest with you. So I've got this tough revelation, and again, it all ties into the reveal.
Okay.
Yeah. And so basically, in the last 12 to 15 months, I have literally given, through various reasons, mostly court ordered, I've given out three between two women.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Right? And one, damn. I never fucked once during that time. And the other one, I didn't get to fuck enough.
It's never enough.
Do you think that's a gross comment for me to make? I mean, certainly sexist.
No, I feel
probably
your pain.
Probably misogynistic.
No,
but I mean, you know, just wrap around that shit.
Yeah, that's hard to
swallow.
That's
the honest truth, man. Yeah. I mean, large. And imagine what I could have gotten without if it was just, my pick.
Oh, yeah.
And what I was doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You could have been flying them in.
Fuck. Wow. But you're right. I like your style. I mean, that's very intelligent of you to even mention that. All right. So that's part of everything. That's part of the reveal.
Okay.
All right, go on. Okay. All right, so did I answer your question?
Yeah, okay. Leading off that, well, your biggest challenge yourself is your biggest challenge.
It really is, because I've been lucky in the sense that I've bragged and I've mentioned I'm a good retailer. You know, I feel like I merchandise well, and I really like my customers. I like the theme of my business. So for me to talk and to get to know people, to be honest with you, is really easy. Excuse me. It blows me away how people will say they walk into a fly shop and nobody says hi to them. And I'm just sitting there going, what the fuck else are they going to do? Yeah. But talk and engage.
And I would even add to that, you make people feel like they matter.
Well, they do.
Right? And feel Fuck. Like
of course they matter.
How would I put this? I remember first coming in, right? Yeah. And you make every customer feel like they're the customer.
Well, they are.
You know what I mean?
I'm not being sarcastic when I say they are. They are.
Yeah.
You know, there's definitely a percentage of the customers out there that are going to be, you know, a nickel and dime customer, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's going to be customers out there that when you see them, you know, it could be a dinger walking in the room.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I mean, just they've dropped $1,500 before, they've dropped $2,000 before. I mean, you know, there's every kind of spending customer, and every kind of spending customer matters. You know, I went through my top 10 annoying aspects of running a fly shop, and you know, that summarizes what gets to me after 15 years. But I would say now, as I look back on my career, backwards and forwards, the customer that gets to me the most is the fake one. That to me is what has, that there's not a bunch of them. There's not. In fact, as far as customers, they might be the smallest demographic.
And what do you mean by fake?
Like fake meaning that through a period of time, you get to know them and you think, not because you're getting their money as a retailer, but you think because of the conversations you've had and the time you've spent talking to these motherfuckers that they're your friend.
Okay, yeah.
Right? I mean, I can be certainly, you know, friendly with people and casually get to know them at the store, but they're not my friend.
Yeah.
They're a customer.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a certain percentage that it goes past that and they become my friend. And then for some fucking reason that absolutely is not even anything on my fucking radar, they fucking disappear. Okay, you know, they've got an asshole that's been in a fucking, you know, prison and been sexually assaulted for decades. That's how sensitive these fuckers are. Okay, I mean did that make any sense?
Yeah, that made sense.
I'm just making a point that they really that's been, in terms of human interaction, and let's face it, my business is all human interaction. As I look back on my career, again, backwards and forwards, to me, that has weighed on me more than even the stress of finances of running a small business.
Yeah, yeah, because you...
It's
you,
fucking weird.
You know? Care about the connections and the relationship more than
because
that.
I do, because, you know, and here's the thing, I'm just going to, you know, I probably have some haters out there listening, and I hope they are. I hope they are. But let me, I'll respond now just group-wise to what I just described as far as this customer. Let me tell you how a man gets pissed off. A man gets pissed off and loses a friend because they have it out. A man don't fucking, you know, lose a friend because of fucking something he don't even know about.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You ever had one of those?
I haven't lost many friends.
You know, I get ghosted by people here and there for, you know, and you know what I hear is oh, they don't like this, or that, you know, or you said this, or this happened, and I'm like, well, that ain't no friend.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought I was a friend.
Yeah, that's all small stuff.
It's small stuff, yeah. and I deal with it from grown men. Grown fucking men, right? And you know, that's why when I talked about one of my top staff, Nolan Robinson, you know, I would verbalize this. I would have a therapy session with Nolan about this. And when he would look at me with those blue eyes, and he would say, "Fuck him."
Yeah.
He would immediately draw me back to where I need to be, which is, it isn't about them. It's about all those other hundreds or thousands of people that I've dealt with over the decade. And you know, that's the reward. But those dudes, they do bring me down. There you go.
Yeah,
fuck them. That's a rumor. Fuck them. All right. Anything else? Then we got to go.
It's, yeah, you know, we'll go.
We didn't get through your list, did we?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. We'll that's me. Part two. Okay, I appreciate it. So for Brandon Booty, this is the Foul Hooked Whitey. The end of episode one. Haven't even named this fucker. I wouldn't remember it anyway.
Yeah.
It's okay. All right. So we're out. We'll be back shortly. Boom.